Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Kinada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, coming off a couple of tough games on the road against Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene, losing 68-52 at Seattle Pacific. Boy, we knew they were going to be tough, and sure enough, 4-0 now in the GNAC, and then 78-60 at Northwest Nazarene. Kevin, obviously, just looking at the box scores, it looks like a tough weekend for you, but not being able to see the game, I always feel a little bit disadvantaged. Just in general, your impressions of how the girls played.
Well, we played very hard. Played against two very good teams that return a lot of players, and were preseason top four teams in the GNAC, and both went to the tournament last year and have a high expectation. So both games were very competitive. We just did not make enough plays to come out with a win, but I was proud of the way that our players competed.
A couple things you look at. If you look at the game against Seattle Pacific, they shoot 41.9%, about 54% in the second half, 33% in the first half. Take a look at Northwest Nazarene again, just almost a carbon copy. They were a little more consistent throughout, but 41%. But it appears from looking at your stats, you were about 38% against Seattle Pacific, about 31.4%. So, which is often the case, obviously, some shooting problems on the road.
We didn't shoot it great, but it really, the percentage wasn't bad. It was the number of shots that I'd like to get. We turned the ball over too many times against Seattle Pacific in the half court. We're struggling with that. So they had just a lot more shot attempts than us. In the first half, it was more of the same on Saturday, but I thought we protected the ball better in the second half. And if we can get our shot attempts closer to our opponents, then I think we have a chance to be successful against these very good teams.
This has been kind of an issue for you. I know at times this year, the turnover battle, but, there's no way around it. Of course, you lose your starting point guard at the start of the year. So that's probably one of those areas with some of the injuries you've had that I suppose it's not a huge surprise that maybe sometimes that comes to bite you a little bit.
It's just growing pains, new players playing a little bit out of position. And, of course, Chantel's had the ball in her hands most of the time for the last three years. So we're making adjustments to that. But all in all, I do think we're getting better there. It wasn't really the full court pressure that's bothering us. It's some of our decision making in the half court, and I have to do a better job of preparing my team.
We'll talk a little bit about those games. And finally, the Yellow Jackets returning home for three consecutive games, including a couple of games this week. We'll talk about that on the second part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Kinada Blue talking with Kevin Wooden. Yellow Jackets coming off two straight losses on the road to Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene. Taking a look at some of the Seattle Pacific stats, you out-rebound them. I know they're a very good rebounding team, so that had to please you to some extent. You ended up getting 14 offensive rebounds compared to only 10 for them. But one thing that probably impressed me is 68 points. Now, 68 points can be a lot of points, but Seattle Pacific certainly capable of putting up a lot more than that. So on the road, it appears that your defensive effort was pretty good.
Yeah, we played a decent game. Just missed quite a few shots that we need to make. Really it was just some turnovers in the half court. A lot of it's due to their pressure and depth, but as we get better at handling that, then I think we can gain 5 to 10 shot attempts, and it's not the necessarily the how many turnovers you have. It's what types, and several of them led to baskets on their part directly, and so that's what really we just need to shore up. And once we do that, we'll be in better shape. It's also difficult to after the Alaska road trip to get back on the plane and go again. I mean, I think our players are pretty exhausted physically, but I'm still proud of them, and we are getting better.
It has been a tough stretch to start the season. Of course, you end up starting the GNAC season at home against St. Martin's. A nice win there. Ended up with the split in Alaska, and then at Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene, logging a lot of times in the air, and that can be taxing on a team, can it?
Yeah, right now we have a lack of depth just due to injury. I was really pleased with Kelsey Lott, who's come off of the redshirt status. She played her best game on Saturday, helped us out with 8 points, and I'd hate to see where we'd be without her. Melissa hurt herself on Saturday in the pregame warm-up. She tweaked her ankle, and she was able to play, but she's really sore and going into this week now.
I want to ask you about that. Let's just forget about records. Let's forget about stats and everything else. This has been, you know, we've talked about it before. I don't want to belabor the point, but this, I've been watching MSUB basketball for a long time, way back to the days when they were Eastern. I don't know that I've ever seen a more taxing year in terms of injuries and things of that nature. How are the girls handling that? And again, I don't even want to talk about stats or anything like that, numbers, but how are they handling that from a mental standpoint? Because not only is it tough on the coaching staff, that could be tough on the girls too. Because a lot of girls being kind of thrown into a trial by fire, if you would.
Well, I think they're handling it great. We don't sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. That's not going to help. It is the most injuries I've ever witnessed in a short period of time, but I do know it's happened with other teams, and occasionally it will. So our jobs as players and coaches is just to keep moving forward and getting better, and we're looking forward to this coming up homestand, but I'm proud of our players. I don't think they're taking a step back at all. They understand that they're going to have to log more minutes and just execute better, and once we get that, we're going to be that much better, especially long range when you start to get some people back healthy, and whether that be this year or next year, I think it will pay off in the long run.
I think the biggest thing you see with younger girls, I can even think back to the days of Alira Carpenter, who was just obviously one of the greatest players to come out of MSUB, but certainly the first couple of years, her freshman and sophomore season, she had some great games, but as with most younger players, they have some inconsistencies in times like that. That's probably one of the bigger issues with a younger player, isn't it? Is they're going to have some great games, but they're going to have a lot of growing pains too, and with the veteran players, maybe you get a little bit more of a consistent effort.
Yeah, there's definitely truth in that, and you know, you gain experience through time in critical situations and playing, and right now with only one senior, and Rachel is adjusting also to her injury and wearing a mask, it's difficult for her to be a point guard at that position. She even tells me that she just struggles with her vision because it just blocks part of being able to see down or to the side, so that's just taking time there. And we do have great leadership, but we don't have a lot of seniors on this team, so it's just kind of the passing of the baton, and our players are learning from each other, and I do believe we just need a little bit of time at home, and hopefully we can start to play good during this homestand.
And they got 3 straight games at home, including 2 this weekend. We'll talk about those 2 opponents, Western Washington and Central Washington, on the third part of the Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden.
Sign up with SignPro. Let the people know.
Trust SignPro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with SignPro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with SignPro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Well, still not that bad if you consider the fact that you've played 4 Consecutive games on the road, 2-3 in the GNAC. Now you've got three straight games at home. Obviously, they're conference opponents, so you know they're pretty good. But nonetheless, good time to return home and maybe get a bit of a string going here.
Yeah, hopefully we will. Western Washington is the best team right now in the conference. They're very experienced and well coached, and they're going to be a handful on Thursday night. They have great depth and talent, but at the same time, it's nice to get back home and sleep in your own bed for a while. I know our players are tired, but I know we're looking forward to Thursday.
Then you got Central Washington on Saturday. Then you got a week off, and then you'll be facing Alaska Anchorage at home. When you talk about finally getting to return home after four straight games on the road, the one good thing about the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, and I suppose at the flip side, maybe it's a bad thing about it, is, you know, every game prepares you for the next one. I mean, as good as a Western Washington team is, when you go on the road against Seattle Pacific and Northwest Nazarene, obviously this team is pretty well tested against very good teams.
Yep, each week just gets you that much better, and we play a great team this Thursday in Western Washington, who beat SPU on Thursday and is now alone on top of the standings from the league. So we realize the challenge ahead of us, but we're looking forward to it.
What do you see as the big keys this week in terms of coming out on top against two, again, very good GNAC opponents?
I think ball protection in the half court is very important for us, that we get optimal shots from our offense, and we are very careful with the ball, that we can limit our turnovers to keep them under 20 against very good teams and closer to that 15 range, and then we can maximize our number of shots, and if we do that, I think we have a great chance of winning.
Well, coming up this Thursday at Alterowitz Gym at 5:15, part of a doubleheader with the men. In fact, two doubleheaders this week. They'll begin at 5:15 as the ladies take on Western Washington, and then Saturday as they take on Central Washington again at 5:15 p.m. Kevin Wooden, thank you so much, and best of luck this week.
Thanks, Ken.
In the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Adelblue and Kevin Wooden. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.